This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith, joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what led to the mixed trade in the cattle markets?
Leslie, it was another session that was mainly dominated by technicals once again, correcting all this downside that we have seen, maybe pushing us a little higher than we should. The problem was today, it was a lot of two-sided trading, which makes you wonder, are we getting close to seeing this market running out of gas? The only thing that held their highs of the, or stayed on the positive side, I should say, is the front contracts. Now, boxed beef today was up once again, $2.35 on choice, $2.01 on select, on a movement of 102 loads. The cattle killed today came in at 112,000 head, and there was no movement out of our feed yards. October cattle, $1.32 higher. December cattle were up 22. October feeders up $1.10. November feeders up 35. December lean hogs 75 lower.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Hi, this is Harry Birdwell from the Oklahoma School Land Commission. If you need land for farming, grazing, hunting, fishing, or camping, each October, state school land is leased for farming and grazing as well as outdoor recreational use. More than 450 tracts in 33 Oklahoma counties will be offered for lease this year. On Tuesday, October 20th at 9 a.m., we'll be in Boise City at the Cimarron County Fairgrounds. 35 tracts in Cimarron County will be leased. For more details, log on to our website, clo.ok.gov, and follow the prompts for 2015 annual lease auction information, or call 1-888-35-LANDS for all auction locations and times. School land leases benefit Oklahoma schools and colleges.
Tom, what led to the lower trade across the grain sector?
Leslie, the good question would be, what led to the upside yesterday? Because there was no more news today than there was yesterday, but we took the market the opposite direction. I really think we saw more than anything profit-taking pull back into play after the upside of yesterday. Wheat market gave back most of what they made yesterday. The corn made new lows for the week. The soybeans gave back the least amount of yesterday's upside. We also saw big downside in the dollar index, and it did not give us any support in the grain. On the close, December KC wheat, 10 and a quarter lower. March KC down 10 cents. December Chicago wheat down 10 and 3 quarters. December corn down 5 and a half. March corn down 5 and 3 quarters. November soybeans down 3 and a half. Jan soybeans down 4. And December cotton 10 points lower.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities, with your market wrap-up for the Radio Oklahoma Network.